I know everyone has memories of cracking open some wonderful pistachios. I used to always throw a bag of the classic roasted, salted, wonderful pistachios in the cart when I was grocery shopping growing up. And I remember always having a bowl going in the kitchen while cracking them open. Roasted Salted is still my classic, but recently I've been trying all the flavors, and I must say, even though I love in-shell pistachios for the activity of cracking them open, Wonderful Pistachios, no shell, salt and vinegar might just be my new favorite.
Wonderful Pistachios is one of the highest protein nuts. There's 6 grams of protein per 1 ounce serving. That's packing a protein punch. Chili roasted, honey roasted, sea salt and pepper, jalapeno lime. There are so many flavors to try out, and Wonderful Pistachios has become one of my favorite snacks recently. I need my snacks to be a good source of protein, and I love when I can eat snacks with my hands. It's easy, it's fun. What more can you ask for?
I also really like using the no-shell pistachios from Wonderful Pistachios to put on salads or rice bowls. Spring and summer salads are going to be so good. I can't wait to add the jalapeno lime ones to a fresh salad, and I've been using the chili roasted flavor on top of rice bowls recently. Visit wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more and find out where you can get Wonderful Pistachios near you.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
What's up, everyone? Welcome back to Girls with Goals with your, I was about to say girl with goals, and I was trying to make a little play on words because we're back with another solo episode. You guys heard from Caroline last week and me the week before, which means you're hearing from me again. So I talked last week about personality and identity, and then Caroline went on to talk about female friendship. Today in our solo episode series with my second episode, we're going to talk about summer workout routines and the changes in summer routines, because that is what I'm dealing with now. Dare I say struggling? I don't want to say struggling, but like, it's definitely on my mind and I've been thinking about it a lot and trying to like get my shit together with a summer routine. Not to say I'm not doing everything I need and want to do, but I'm just lacking a lot of structure, which I feel like is natural for the summer, but I would love to get some structure back and have like some sort of backbone to my day, because that is not what we are working with right now. But before I get into it, we are doing these solo episodes because Caroline is doing a summer class in Greece. So I think she has like 2 or 3 weeks left of that, which means you guys get 2 or 3 more weeks of these solo episodes before we are back together. So if you want to follow along with her travels or my summer lack of routines or just the podcast in general, go ahead and follow at Caroline Kaneen, at N Catherine Kaneen, and at Girls with Goals Pod. That's on Instagram, on TikTok, everywhere. Just click over, or we link that all in the show notes below. So you can scroll down, click over, check everything out. Follow along. If you want to rate the show while you're at it, if you're a longtime listener or enjoy the show, a 5-star review means the absolute world. And we also have merch for you, which is the perfect winter hoodie. It's the perfect summer hoodie. We were talking about this the other day because my friend got one and she was wearing it on the beach. And we're like, it's such a good summer hoodie because it's a white hoodie. We got the beach scene in the back. It's got some writing on it. You guys, just if you haven't seen it, you have to go check it out because I am obsessed with it. I designed it, so I should be obsessed with it, but I just think it's so perfect. And then we're talking about like what we wear skiing and snowboarding, and there's a photo of me wearing the white hoodie and white snow pants snowboarding, and I just think it's the sickest picture, and like it works as a winter hoodie too. So merch, Impress Yourself collection. It is all about my favorite episode, Impress Yourself, and what would you do if you were the only person you had to impress? That's what we base the merch off of. And that is kind of the basis of our show. That's all we want you guys to get through your head, is that you are impressive and you should be impressive to yourself, and that you are the only person that you have to impress. In that vein, before we get into summer workout routines and summer routines, highs, lows, and goals, something that I am impressed with myself today is my high is like how summery and active my day was. It is a Sunday today as I'm sitting down recording this, and notoriously Sundays are record, edit, upload day. Sunday, I'm like locked and loaded. I don't do shit on a Sunday besides sit and work. Not today. Mm-mm. Today, one of our family friends happened to be in town, and I went down to like the surf shop because I thought they were going to surf at like super early in the morning, and that just wasn't in the cards for me. Hi, Stanley. Stanley just came to say hi. He always does this. He sits down right next to us. But I went down what I thought was going to be the end of their surf session to grab a coffee and then catch them at the end of it, say hi, hang out for a little bit. Turns out they were just hopping in the water, which was perfect timing for me because I got to go in with them. And I was not expecting to go for a surf this morning. And this is the first surf of my summer season, which is kind of crazy. But we were in the water for maybe two and a half hours. And it was so, so good. It was kind of hit or miss when we went in, but the waves got pretty solid, especially for me where I haven't gone for a real surf this season. And I'm obviously not the best surfer. So it was perfect. I had so much fun. It was so nice to just like chill and hang out in the water. And it was supposed to be a cloudy, gloomy day, but it cleared up by the end of it. And it was sunny, perfect, perfect beach day. So I quickly rushed home. grabbed a paddleboard, went to go meet another friend who I haven't seen in like a solid year, which was so fun. So we had so much to catch up with. It was a beautiful beach day. Hung out at the beach, went in the water again. Like, it was just perfect. Now it's like 5:30 and I'm just got home. I'm sitting down to record. Iconic summer day. Like truly, truly iconic summer day. And I'm so impressed that I just rolled the punches and like, I was like, no, I'm going to record. I'm going to finish this episode. I'm going to get it out and I'm going to have a great time doing it. But I'm going to take it by the reins. It's a Sunday, like beautiful summer Sunday. I'm going to do all the summer things. And I could have been like, oh no, sorry, I can't go in the water. Like I got to go do these other things. But I was like, you know what? I have time and space for both. Like, I'm capable of doing both. And listen, we made space for it because that's what we do around here. We do everything to the fullest. So my high of the day, honestly, that I went for the first surf of the season and that I just, like, went with it even though I was so not expecting to do that. My low, however, if you can expect, was I am having a hard time balancing doing all those fun things and all the responsibilities I have and need to do. In the winter, whatever, I'm pretty solid with a routine of like wake up, work out, work, do the things I need to do. Maybe I'll go for a walk. Maybe I'll do some like housekeeping things, do some podcast things, go grocery shopping if I need to, cook dinner, like see people if I need to, go to sleep. Because there's not really that many extras. Things, random things that pop up, like pockets of leisure or times that you just are like, I'm going to sit down and just like lay. That doesn't really happen in the winter, especially not, at least not for me. However, that happens in the summer. And let me tell you, it was happening today and it has been happening. And I know it will continue to happen because this happens every single year where, you know, on paper, it sounds great. Where I'm going to wake up, I'm going to work out, I'm going to do my work. Maybe I'll do my work outside. It sounds fun. Blah, 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 whatever. I'll start my work outside. And then, ooh, the sun is really nice and it's like kind of putting me to sleep. And I would love to just take a 5-minute nap here. And then I shut my eyes and I'm like, oof, I have things to do. I need to get on my shit or something will come up. Like I had to record. Oh, but what if I want to go surfing? What if I want to go for a surf? I'm going to go for a surf. So I'm not saying that I should not be doing these things and just like taking things as they come. But I am saying I feel myself leaning a little bit more towards the like fun spur of the moment things instead of the responsibility thing. And that is not to say that I am not doing my responsibilities, not like keeping up with them. I'm just saying they are not my priority, where in the winter they are more of like my priority. That's what my day is built around. Whereas in the summer and what I'm feeling now is that my day is built around quite literally anything else that is fun. And then I'll get to my responsibilities when I get to them, and I will get to them, but I'm gonna get to them when I get to them, which sometimes is really, really irritating because what if the fun, exciting things just never stop coming during the day and I have to peel myself away from doing something fun and exciting and like enjoyable and or creative or like a little one-off task I have to finish because I've left all of my things to the last second, which has been seeping into my workout routines because I feel like that's the first thing that I can let go of. And I'm not saying that's the first thing that I want to let go of, but that's just something that is a responsibility, like, that is between me and myself. It's not between me and my job. It's not between me and you guys putting out a, like, putting out a podcast episode or doing something like that. It's not between me and my family. It's not between whatever. It's between me and myself. And at the end of the day, if I let myself down, that's one person. And I know this goes against every single thing I've ever said in my life, but if I push a workout to the side, all I'm affecting is me, myself, and I. I'm not really affecting anyone else. I'm not impacting anyone else. I'm not, like, putting anyone else out. So that tends to be the first thing that goes. It's also not, like, of course, it's very, very important to my day, my lifestyle, but it's not, like, the end-all, be-all to my day, which is a testament to, like, an active lifestyle and a balanced lifestyle and kind of going with the flow and having these things be embedded in your personality and in your just way of life. But it is, I'm noticing the first thing to go, and it's happening not just one day, but, like, two, call it even 3 days in a row. I know, crazy for me. So this brings me to my goal of working out. I want to work out this next week 4 times, which typically I'm on, like, a six, I'll work out 6 days a week. If it's the winter, I'll work out every day, whether that means going to the gym and, like, going for a walk. I'm intentionally, cohesively, succinctly active every single day. Whereas in the summer, today, I didn't go to the gym and, like, lift a weight or go for a run or go to a spin class or do something like that. But I surfed, I paddleboarded, I walked, I whatever. I was moving around all day. That is an active lifestyle. And that makes me feel really good from a lifestyle perspective. But there's something so fun and so nice and so powerful about, like, picking up a weight. So I would love to work out, as in, like, go for a workout and pick up a weight and really make that intentional 4 times this week. So we'll check in next time I talk to you guys and see how well I completed that and what I did for my 4 times. I still have some class passes left. So maybe I'll go to a Pilates class. I've been meaning to try a new studio around here. So this is my time to shine with that. But that is my goal for the next week. I want to talk about summer and healthy lifestyle, healthy living, healthy habits, especially, like, workout habits and a workout routine for this summer. So this summer, obviously, I find it harder for me to hold a rigid routine. In the winter, like I said, I can hold a routine that's, like, boom, 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 in order every single day, like, solid, structured, disciplined. However, in the summer, I can set out on my merry way to have that going. But then if something comes up or I feel like doing something else, by all means, I will do that other thing. And I'll come back to what I was supposed to do or what I had, like, planned myself to do. But it's not going to be in the same order, or maybe it's not for the same amount of time or whatever. And if that means that every single day is different, which, I mean, that you could call it a routine in itself. However, it's not a consistent routine that, like, is expected. And that, I don't mean to say, like, you need to have it, live your life so that it's expected, but there's something very comforting and, like, motivating, almost energizing, if you will, of having a routine that is predictable. And I do love that. Like, I love sometimes the monotony of the winter. It's not for the summer. It's not for me right now, but I do love the monotony of routines and how packed and how accomplished you can be with, like, a very solid, very rigid routine in the winter. I do not want that right now. That is not going to serve my summer. However, some of those habits and, like, feelings I can bring into the summer and kind of want to bring into the summer. I will do the bare minimum of things. I truly will. If anything else, I will make my bed. I will drink some water. I will get the bare minimum work tasks I need to get done. And that will be my day. If I do nothing else, I will do the absolute bare minimum. I will meet my deadlines. I will maybe push my workout to the side, but I'll keep my room clean. I'll make my bed. I will brush my teeth, wash my face. Those types of things I will do. Otherwise, I'm going to do the fun things. I'm going to try new things, try new workouts, try new smoothie spots, try new walk routes, whatever it may be. Try new, like, hobbies. I feel like in the summer, I always do random things. Like, I built like a door rack for my Jeep. This is, like, my pride and joy. Maybe, like, 3 or 4 years ago when I first started taking the doors off the car, but I built it and it broke because at the end of the day, I built it with literally no experience, plan, intention, whatever. And it's like PVC piping held together with some sort of adhesive glue. It fell apart because the doors just sit on it for the past 4 years. So I had to fix that today. And, like, I fixed it. And that took up like 20, 30 minutes, whatever. I'm gonna do that. Whereas that would not have been something that I just like do on a whim in the middle of the day. Maybe I plan it. Maybe I do it while I'm doing a little chunk of, you know, housekeeping or errands or whatever you may call it in the winter. This was just like a spur of the moment thing. That's the difference between like a winter routine and a summer routine, is that it's less planned out. It's less organized, I think, at least for me, which I really, really enjoy. And I think that's very rejuvenating for me. But it also poses the problems of, maybe I'm not doing as much as I think I'm doing, or maybe I'm not doing as much as I would like to be doing. And that's what I'm feeling and kind of frustrated with right now. As far as workout routines, not that I've had a big workout routine or like solid weekly routine for a while now. This past winter, I mean, I would go to the gym every day, and I have kind of a set cycle of upper body, lower body, and sectioned off exercises and things that I do, and like affiliated cardio. Of course, some of it's intuitive. I'm like, oh, I don't really want to do the Stairmaster today. I'm going to like go for an incline walk, or I'll go for a run, or do like HIIT training, whatever. But I definitely had a more rigid structure, whereas now I'll go to the gym, and maybe I don't know what I'm going to do, because I don't go enough to have like an upper body, lower body, or push pull leg split or whatever type of split that I'm doing in the current moment. I've been doing spin classes a lot recently because I have the class pass, and I've actually really enjoyed that. So I might get into more classes, or I'll like go for a walk, or I'll do like a bunch of little exercises together. I'll put a workout together like when I go down to the gym. Or I will cancel my workout and go for a surf, or go for a paddleboard, or just like take Stanley on a really long walk in the sun. I do not have a workout routine, and don't really follow through with a set weekly routine in the summer. That doesn't mean, though, again, that I don't want some sort of routine and like semi-structure that I can fall back on. I do always have a general vague routine, and I think that's become very intuitive. And I know if you're listening, you've probably been through the same arc of learning what you like and how you like to structure your days and all of that, especially with a workout routine. So if I have nothing else to do, my default is I'm going to go to the gym, and I'm either going to do a full body lift with this, which is like for the most part all the compound movements, maybe some accessory movements that I like, which are like flies I like for an upper body accessory. I always like to superset with push-ups. Dumbbell RDLs are a go-to. Those are so fire. In the summer, I do like more high intensity stuff, so like plyo boxes. Those are really fun, and that's kind of a very exciting workout. But I'll kind of fall back on this set full body lift. That doesn't happen every day, but if I'm like, I have nothing else planned, I'm gonna go do something, that's what it's gonna be. And so that's kind of nice to have a default, so that you don't even have to think about it. And that's the like general vague routine. Whenever I'm not pulled to do some other sort of active lifestyle workout, whatever it may be, and that's, do I take Stan on a really long walk? Do I take him swimming? Do I schedule a spin class? Do I go and walk with my friend? Do I blah, 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 blah. So many different things to do, but I'm always doing something. So that's the difference between throwing everything in the trash or just opening yourself up for a very relaxed, very unstructured, healthy lifestyle. I do think healthy lifestyles are really put to the test in the summer, or when you're having these phases of less structure. Because if you were in the summer having a phase of less structure and you didn't do anything at all, that's not a healthy lifestyle. That means you were disciplined and rigid and like got yourself up to go.
Starting to learn Mandarin on Rosetta Stone is such a core memory for Caroline and I. I remember when our dad first started traveling for work and was using Rosetta Stone himself, we'd hop on the computer after him and do the lessons too. Fast forward, we ended up moving to Hong Kong and learning Mandarin, and it actually became such a core part of who we are. Languages connect you to people, maybe your family or new friends, and to cultures so strongly. I think language learning is such a lifelong hobby, which is why Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership is so amazing. I'm using Rosetta Stone all over again now to brush up on my Mandarin and get my skills back to fluent. Rosetta Stone has 25 languages you can learn through their intuitive and immersive approach to help you language learn effectively. So don't put off learning that new language. There is no better time than right now to get started. And Girls with Goals listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/today and get 50% off and unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/today. You know what I don't miss at all? The vicious week before your period, where you just want to crawl out of your skin, not able to keep up a routine or maintain healthy habits. Because personally, I just lose all steam. I feel down or just super off, and that's why Happy Mammoth has been so helpful these past few months. Happy Mammoth, the company that created Hormone Harmony, is dedicated to making women's lives easier. And that means using only science-backed ingredients that have been proven to work for women. They make no compromise when it comes to quality, and it truly shows. Happy Mammoth has what you need for gut health, hormone balancing, detoxification, anti-aging, beauty, mood, clarity, sleep, and even a really comprehensive quiz that will make sure you know what products are right for you. So check out what Happy Mammoth has for you and see what you might want to try. For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code GOALS at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use the code GOALS for 15% off today.
You don't have to go to the gym every single day, but you do have to be active every single day, or you do have to make an effort to be active, or you do have to get outside and do something, because at the end of the day, like, all human bodies should be active and should be moving, and you should be making use of yourself. So whether that means going for a walk or taking yourself to the gym or putting in a ton of effort or just simply getting outside a little bit, like, that range should still include some sort of activity every single day. And so when you're in these phases of less structure, when you're not having to get yourself up and out, when you're not like putting discipline into every single aspect of your life, that's when it's really interesting and you can kind of test like, ooh, has this effort really taken? Have I really built a healthy lifestyle, or am I still kind of forcing myself into it? Kind of a cool like little check-in with yourself. It's also interesting to see what bubbles up to the top where you're like, oh, I can't live without this, even in this phase of not really having structure, not really having a workout plan. What am I being drawn towards? Because for me, I know in the summer, it's like I don't seek out going to the gym and lifting. That's not to say I don't really enjoy it, but maybe my default is going for a bike ride, going for a walk, like being social while I work out, you know. And I would say hiking is a really good example of this, but like, don't love hiking. I kind of do. I'm getting better with it. And we all know this. I want to bring up body image too, because it's a very interesting topic, especially in the summer where, you know, your body is more put on display and visible and public, I guess. And I feel like people just think about their bodies more during the summer than they do during the winter, which you see your body more during the summer. Because even when you're wearing clothes, like, your body's still visible. Whereas in the winter, you know, when you're wearing clothes, you're like fully covered, which is a little bit different. I do think it's interesting because a lot of this has to do, a lot of body image, as you know, we talk about this all the time, has to do with like comfort with your own body, regardless of obviously what it looks like. But I think in the summer, there are different things at play with this and with how you're able to be comfortable with your body. I think I'm more lenient in the summer with how I look. And I know that might sound contradictory, but I feel like many people experience this and maybe you don't realize it, but I'm way more lenient in the summer. And I like stop. I don't notice all the little details of my body in the summer. And I know that's obviously not for everyone, but if you spend a lot of time outside, maybe you spend a lot of time in a bikini, maybe you spend a lot of time in workout clothes or whatever it may be, you're going to stop nitpicking and you're going to stop like seeing all of the little things that maybe you didn't like before. That's just not going to be relevant to you anymore because you're so comfortable in it. It's like when you put on a pair of jean shorts for the first time in the summer, you put on a bathing suit for the first time in the summer, and you are hyper aware of what you look like because you're uncomfortable in that setting. You're used to wearing full length jeans, you're used to like not having to be in a bathing suit, you're used to fully being covered, you're just not used to yourself in shorts or in a bathing suit or whatever. And that's when you're like, ooh, I noticed this, because you weren't seeing it all the time before. You weren't seeing like the top of your legs, you weren't seeing like the bottom of your stomach, whatever it may be. But the more you're in a bathing suit, the more you're out and about in at the beach, in public, working out outside, going for a run, going for a walk outside, the more you're going to just naturally get comfortable with how you look in shorts, in a bathing suit, all these things that are kind of summer things that, you know, the typical things that might make you uncomfortable in the summer and surrounding your body image. But I know I am way, way more lenient in the summer. And I think it's because I'm just very comfortable in those settings. And a lot of that obviously has to do with confidence and getting comfortable with like every single part of yourself. I will not be a broken record and like read you our recipe for confidence and go down the absolute rabbit hole of confidence. But interesting to note that every single episode comes back down to some sort of confidence. I will say I am very comfortable in a summer beach setting, and that has made me way more lenient with my body and how I look, and made me like very, very comfortable to the point of I am more comfortable in a bathing suit than I am like wearing shorts and a t-shirt, you know? Even when I'm bloated, even when I'm like feeling a little puffy, even when whatever it may be, it just like is more comfortable and I'm more lenient, where if I am bloated or I am a little puffy or I like don't feel that great, that is not going to deter me from going to the beach. It's not going to deter me from feeling good in a bathing suit. It's not going to deter me from like feeling good in shorts or in public, whatever it may be. And I think having an active lifestyle plays into this a lot, because it just, at the end of the day, is your lifestyle. It's not like something new. It's not the newness of, oh, I'm like going to surf for the first time, or I'm going on a hike for the first time, and I'm also wearing shorts for the first time, or I'm also wearing a bathing suit for the first time this summer. And that's like so many new things to get comfortable with. Whereas if you did live an active lifestyle and a lot of these things were things that, you know, you were doing on the regular, and you're just bringing in a new element of, you know, seeing your body in a different way, that's the one and only new thing about it. And you're gonna be like, oh, I've done this a million times. I'm always in the subconscious, obviously. But you're gonna be like, oh, I'm always in this setting. Like, I'm very comfortable in this setting. Of course I'm comfortable with my body now. And you're gonna be a lot more lenient and literally just care less. I think there are different, like, there's just like thresholds of being comfortable with yourself. And I feel like once you pass some of them, and that may be situational. So if you're like, oh, very comfortable with yourself on a hike, or you're very comfortable with yourself around certain people or in certain settings or in like certain colors and cuts of clothing, whatever it is, then like that is always going to be your default. Like I said, with a default workout or a default kind of like bare minimum routine, if you have these defaults of environments, settings, energies that you're comfortable with your body in, like you can always fall back on that. And so maybe, you know, you might be uncomfortable surfing for the first time, but you can wear this bathing suit that you're very comfortable in, and that's going to ease your worries a little bit. Or maybe you're really comfortable going on a walk in a certain type of outfit, like a certain length of shorts and a certain type of top. And that's like your kind of go to your default, or you walk with a certain at a certain pace, and then you go for a hike, which is a very different and new thing for you. But you fall on these defaults that can really support you not spiraling out of control and having so many novel new things that would feed into like giving you a little bit more anxiety and having you be like, okay, now I have to be ultra worried about my body because everything is new. Like, I can't let this slip. I think with the summer, like, your body does just naturally look better too. And this may just be because you're happier in the summer, but like, now don't quote me, I'm not a doctor, but you're happier in the summer, which means your cortisol is lowered, like your stress is lowered. You are just naturally happier, more lively, more energetic, whatever it may be. That's going to lower your cortisol, which, again, not a doctor, I literally do not know all the answers to this. However, it de-puffs you, it helps your like digestive system regulate, it helps your like anxiety regulate, it helps all of those things. And everyone, you've seen all these things on TikTok of like, oh, help, let's like lower your cortisol face, cortisol stomach, all this, because it's just holding inflammation because you're so stressed, and that's a response to the stress and to the high cortisol. So when you're not as stressed throughout the summer, your cortisol is lowered, your body is going to look and feel so much better naturally, which is so exponential, because not only do you like genuinely feel and look better, but you have the confidence, you have the energy to go and do all of these things that are going to continue to make you feel better. You have the confidence and energy to approach different situations or seek out different situations with the confidence and comfortability that you may not have in other seasons of life, where your stress is higher, you care about your body more. Just like, oh, the summer is so good. Even if it's not like, oh, I'm on a rigid workout routine, like, wow, I do look great on the scale, it looks good. Like, all these kind of numbers and very rigid rules for how you look and how comfortable you should be in your body, I think it's more intuitive in the summer. And because of that, it's going to end up just like working out for you. I think active lifestyles are also easier to like embed in the summer, because you don't have to seek out or plan or like put extra effort into getting yourself active during the summer. I feel like it happens naturally, or I feel like it's just easier to get yourself excited for certain things. Honestly, it's just harder to stay inside and stay sedentary during the summer, because maybe it's just the way I was raised, but like if it's a sunny, nice day and I'm inside, I feel guilty. Same thing with, like, side note, eating inside during the summer is a big no-no for our family. Like, it is, if it is sunny and it is nice outside, and if you like go to a restaurant, outdoor table, please. Immediately an outdoor table. It has to be done. It really has to be done. Or if you're just like sitting, hanging out, sit outside at home. That's just the way that's just the way it is, truly. That said, eating better, I think, is also way more embedded into just like summer culture. You want your plates to be colorful. Colorful plates means more fruits, more vegetables. You got your greens in there. You have reds. You have, if it's breakfast, you're eating like raspberries, strawberries, blueberries, maybe even some breakfast kale. If it's lunch or dinner, maybe you're having a salad for greens. You got some red peppers in there. You've got broccoli, cucumber. My friend and I made a charcuterie board last night. And I put, it was like half a cucumber. It wasn't even that much cucumber. But we sent a photo in it to like our friend group. And someone was like, it's, for the love of God, do you have enough cucumber? Like, that is so much cucumber. I did not think it was enough. We demolished it. I ate all of the cucumber. I will sit there and eat a massive, the biggest bowl you've ever seen of vegetables, particularly cucumber and bell peppers and carrots, especially in the summer. I also want to say one more thing about body image in the summer. If you immediately pick out flaws on someone, those flaws that you've sought out on that person or think are negative on that person are probably the things that you are insecure about yourself. Because if there's something that you're insecure about yourself, you're constantly checking other people to be like, ooh, what's that? What are they like? Kind of like ranking yourself based on, you know, other people's features. Or, and that's either trying to pick you up and be like, oh, my, I'm not that bad. Or you're trying to put other people down because that gives you like an immediate little boost of whatever it may be. Which in turn, you know, you may be picking out flaws in other people, but at the end of the day, that's you kind of just reinstating the fact that flaws are really bad and exist in your brain, and especially these flaws that you're picking on other people if they're the ones that you think about yourself, which is not a good thing to do. So if you stop judging the people around you, naturally those voices in your head or that need to kind of compare or put yourself down, that's going to subside. Today when we were at the beach, my friend was like, oh, don't judge me. Like, I'm so pale. I haven't been to the beach all summer. And I was like, in my head, I was like, one, why would I judge you? Two, I don't care if you're pale. Like, three, can we just go, like, let's just go in the ocean. I'm not looking at whether or not you're pale. I'm looking at the ocean in front of me and I'm about to run and jump right into it. Of course, I'm not judging you. Like, we're at the beach. I'm trying to hang out. Like, I'm not going to judge you at all. But I also don't judge myself if I'm like pale or a bathing suit doesn't look good on me or I'm like a little bloated, which I was today. I'm just going to hang out at the beach. Like, I'm having the time of my life at the beach. Why would I waste my time bothering myself and making myself anxious over what I look like or if I don't look good or if I should be concerned or picking out my flaws or whatever? Stop judging the people around you and you'll naturally just stop judging yourself. And again, exponential how good you're going to feel and how good your body image is going to get. So a little crash course on like summer workout routines is that it is so okay to not have a super strict, super rigid routine. It's also not okay to just be sedentary and be lazy, because summer is a time where you should be kicking it into gear of like doing all the things that you can't do during the winter. It's the time where you should be kicking it into gear of like using your energy, using these longer days, feeding into the active lifestyle. It's just like naturally eating better and more exciting things in the summer, to doing activities that you really enjoy. Maybe it's trying new things. Maybe it's doing things with friends because you have so much more time and energy to be social during the summer. So I think there's a lot more room in the summer to make your workout routines kind of interesting and play around with them. But you should have some sort of routine or baseline going. So with me, I would love to get a little bit more of a routine. And I don't want to say like weekly routine is, and I'm going to schedule it, because who knows where the wind will take me every single day. But to have kind of a weekly goal or an idea in mind of how you want to feel or what you want to accomplish during the week is a pretty good place to start. So my goals, I'm just going to lay out my goals for you right now, especially with this like workout routine, is I want to surf more, because this morning was my first surf of the entire summer, which is kind of crazy that it's like mid-July. Just kidding, it's July 7th. We're 1 week into July. But that was just really fun, and it ended up being, it was just like so refreshing and energizing. And at the end of the day, it's a great workout if you're paddling around. I also want to reinstate my morning walks no matter what, because I've let that kind of slip. Typically, I wake up, I'm out, I'm going to do a little lap. That's the first thing I do every day. But these past few weeks, I've been like getting up and immediately starting, sitting down and starting work because I have deadlines I have to meet. Or I'll like go and meet friends and do something else. But I like a morning walk because it starts your brain. It's like time to myself. It's time outside. It's a great way to start the day and like set things off on a good note. So I want to reinstate that this next week. I also want to do more resistance training. I feel like I've been leaning into a lot more cardio, which is great because I feel like you can do more cardio outside a bit. So in the summer, obviously, that's what I'm leaning towards. But when I do too much cardio, not enough resistance training, like I don't feel as strong, which, you know, I'm trying to feel strong, I'm trying to feel like I can lift some things. So to lift a few more times this week would be so sick. And I also just want to eat cooler things. I feel like it's so easy, especially when I'm busy, to default on the typical things that I'm used to making. But I want to try some new recipes, maybe some new salads, like really put effort into the food that I'm making. And those are my healthy lifestyle, workout routine, active lifestyle, whatever you want to call it, goals for the next week. So I will check in with you next week about these. This is going to be like my high-low goal and recap of the next solo episode that I do and the next time I talk to you guys. So I'm gonna work on this in the next week, and if you guys want to set goals or like reflect on your summer routines, how they've changed for the better or if they need some improvement, I don't want to say for the worse, but if they need some improvement, like I feel like mine do, to make me feel like my absolute best and make the most of this time, then check in with yourself, maybe set some goals, and we can check in together on the next solo episode that I do. Thank you guys so much for listening to this episode and continuing to listen to the show. Again, if you do like it, if you love it, 5-star review on Apple, Spotify, wherever you are listening means the world. And it also helps us so much to keep this show going and get it to new listeners that may like it just the same. If you want to follow along on everything that we're doing, whether it's Caroline's travels, my refreshed weekly routines, or just any podcast updates, at Caroline Kinnean, at Anne Catherine Kinnean, at Girls with Goals Pod, TikTok, Instagram, everything is linked below so you can go check it out. Again, thank you so much for listening. I hope you guys are enjoying your summer and feeling like you are making the absolute most of it. If not, then listen, we're in this together and we're gonna continue to make the most of it from a healthy lifestyle perspective. I will talk to you guys in 2 Mondays, but you will get to talk to Caroline next Monday. In the meantime, enjoy and thank you for listening. Bye.
At Kroger Pharmacy, Care is making it easy to get vaccinated. Care is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details. At Kroger Pharmacy, Care is making it easy to get vaccinated. Care is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.